Doggy Style esce nel 1993 in una calda e soleggiata giornata di fine novembre grazie alla produzione combinata di due celebri case discografiche, la Death Row Records e l'Interscope. L'inverno è iniziato e benché manchi un solo mese a Natale, non nevica per le strade di Los Angeles, ma il sole brilla sulla caldissima West Coast e sul caldissimo disco d'esordio di un giovane talento, Snoop Doggy Dogg, che a partire dal nome stesso si può definire un disco decisamente hot. Sigla.
Gold Record. Gold Record. Record. Il programma dedicato all'ascolto dei dischi rap più belli di sempre. Sempre, sempre.
State ascoltando Gold Record, io sono Rachno e oggi parleremo appunto di Doggy Style, il famoso disco d'esordio di Snoop Dogg. Non è un caso che la sua pubblicazione abbia trasformato l'hip hop nel genere musicale dominante nel panorama della West Coast nei primi anni 90. Quadruplo platino certificato RIAA, cioè Recording Industry Association of America, Doggy Style ha debuttato al primo posto della Billboard 200, vendendo più di 800.000 copie nella prima settimana solo negli Stati Uniti e battendo così due record contemporaneamente. Disco più venduto di sempre, sia per un artista debuttante, sia per il genere hip hop. Alla fine del 2015, a 12 anni della sua pubblicazione, Doggy Style aveva venduto 7 milioni di copie negli Stati Uniti e oltre 11 milioni in tutto il mondo. Il successo del disco è confermato dalla critica che, superata l'iniziale diffidenza, ha elogiato Snoop Dogg per il realismo lirico dei testi e per il suo caratteristico flow, riconoscendo Doggy Style come uno degli album più significativi dell'epoca, nonché uno dei più importanti dischi hip hop mai pubblicati.
Right. Okay. Oh. Turn around. Check it out, though. Yeah. Why don't you put me on some music?
What you want to hear, baby?
I want to hear some of that old gangster shit.
All right.
Damn. The fuck is that? Every time I'm chilling, somebody ringing my motherfucking doorbell.
Yeah. You want me to get that for you?
Yeah, handle that shit, baby.
All right, I'll be right back.
Hey, Snoop, what's going on, man?
What's up, G-Dog?
Oh, nothing. Trying to live between the sky and earth and ain't touching dirt nowhere, man.
Man, we got fucked up right about now, dog. I'm ready to get up out this game. I'm ready to get this shit up, man. Motherfucking law after me, punk-ass bitches, suck-ass niggas. I can't take this shit no more, dog.
What? And you want to get out the game? Come on, man. You can smoke a pound of bud every day. Got a big screen TV, man. You wanna give all this up? You got the dopest shit out on the streets. Nigga, you crazy? That's the American dream, nigga. Well, ain't it? Fool, you better come on in. Wait. Hold up, Snoop. Hey, nigga. I put $5 on the weed. You better quit fucking with me.
Time to get busy at this motherfucker.
Like we always do about this time.
Il disco si presenta essenzialmente come continuazione di The Chronic, il primo album solista di Dr. Dre uscito l'anno precedente, cui Snoop aveva contribuito in modo significativo, comparendo in quasi tutte le tracce. I due progetti infatti condividono l'estetica e anche le tematiche trattate, la produzione Death Row e la scelta dei collaboratori. Inoltre, entrambi sono considerati pionieri del G-Funk, sottogenere del gangsta rap della West Coast, basato principalmente su un rallentamento dei ritmi funk. Il miracolo è che, nonostante le analogie, Doggy Style riesce a mantenere la sua unicità senza apparire come mera copia di The Chronic. I gangsta rapper sono comunemente aggressivi, rabbiosi, violenti, persino Dre è immediato come un delinquente, ma Snoop è diverso. Non si agita, ma prende il suo tempo, giocando con il flusso delle sue parole, dando alle rime un'eloquenza quasi melodica.
Yeah, this is another story about dogs. For the dog that don't pee on trees is a bitch. So says Snoop Dogg. So get your pooper scooper, cause the niggas talking shit.
I'm sipping on Tanqueray with my mind on my money and my mouth full of ganja. R-A-G to the motherfucking E. Back with my nigga S-N-O-O-P.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
Raging the fact I just begun to rock.
I said, yeah, and yet I'm queer.
Hey, yo, Rage, with your best drop some gangsta shit.
I rock rough and stuff with my Afro bust, handcuffed as I bust out to tear shit up. Oh, what did you think I did never think I would be the one to make you blink out? I'm catchy like you got. Never will there ever be another like me. You can play the left, cause it ain't no right in me. Off the picture, off the frame, off the box, I knock them all. Smack them off the porch like a friendly game of baseball. Grand slam, yes I am. Kicking up dust and I don't give a goddamn. Cause I'm that lyrical murderer, pleading guilty. You know from my skills, I'm about to be filthy. Large, rage in charge. You know what's happening, don't try to play hard. Just ain't no rerun, see hun, don't you wanna be one? A pepper, rage or wreck ya. Cause I never kick my vocals, ain't loco. Coaster, loco,
searching through the yard with a keen sense of smell, looking for the business in heat. And when he finds her, he'll be sniffing her seat. We travel in packs and we do it from the back. How else can you get to the booty? We do it doggy style. All the while we do it doggy style. Yo, motherfucking ho! He fucked the fleas off the bitch, he shake the ticks off his dick. And in a booty, he buries his motherfucking bone. And if there's any left over, he roll over and take a doggy bag home.
That's me. Damn, that Tangeray is talking to a nigga.
I ain't bullshit, what are y'all
doing? Man, I got pissed.
L'infanzia di Snoop, all'epoca ancora Kelvin Broadus, si svolge tranquillamente a Long Beach, in California, tra la scuola, una famiglia semplice e il coro della chiesa. I problemi arrivano con l'inizio delle superiori, periodo in cui Snoop inizia anche a rappare. Cambia scuola, entra in una gang affiliata ai Crips, i Rolling Twenties, e infine viene arrestato per possesso di cocaina. Durante i mesi trascorsi nella solitudine della sua cella, però, ha il tempo di riflettere sulla sua vita e si chiede se abbia senso trascorrerla per sempre in quel modo, un po' precario, un po' criminale, o se piuttosto possa fare qualcosa per elevarsi, per rendere sua madre orgogliosa, avere un futuro migliore. Così, mentre in prigione, inizia a puntare tutte le storie degli altri detenuti, a cominciare a trasformarle in rap, prendendo per la prima volta davvero sul serio la musica, sostenuto dalle parole dei membri più anziani dei Rolling Twenties. Ragazzo, non devi rimanere in questo posto. Dio ti ha dato un po' di talento e dovresti usarlo.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I, somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky-ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But
for what?
We don't let them hoes.
Yeah. So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, while you motherfuckers bounce to this.
Rolling down the street, smoking in loud, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in loud, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money.
I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating me. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mackin' to this bitch named Shady. She used to be the homeboy's lady.
Oh, that bitch.
Degrees. When I tell that bitch, please raise up off these NUTs, cause you get none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze. Biatch up just
rolling down the street, smoking in now, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in now, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang to Tangeray. And a fat ass Jake of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tangeray and chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now. But it ain't no stopping, I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me. Not with a cherry on top, cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the box to cock. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the dope. And I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking in mouth, sipping on.
Lay back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in and out, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in and out, sipping on gin and juice.
Biatch
with my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking in and out, sipping on gin and juice.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Come chiunque non risiede in un villaggio Amish dovrebbe sapere, la notorietà di Snoop Dogg ha continuato a crescere dopo il disco d'esordio, rendendolo uno dei volti più celebri della storia dell'hip hop, con 12 album solisti all'attivo, l'ultimo uscito quest'anno. Si può dire che oggi Snoop sia il king del rap della West Coast e all'orizzonte non sembra esserci nessun accenno alla fine della sua carriera. L'ascesa di Snoop Dogg però non è sempre stata caratterizzata da puro successo scintillante, ma contiene anche un lato oscuro, rappresentato da una vicenda controversa avvenuta negli anni 90. Nell'agosto del 1993, pochi mesi prima dell'uscita di Doggy Style, un certo Philip Walder Marian, ventenne eritreo, dopo un concitato inseguimento per le strade di Los Angeles, viene colpito da due proiettili, uno alla schiena e uno al gluteo, che lo uccidono. Del suo omicidio viene accusato proprio Snoop Dogg.
Stopping, hopping like a rabbit. When I take the Nino Ross, you know I got to have it. I lay back in the cut, retain myself. Think about the shit and I think it well. How can I mix my grip? And how should I make that nigga straight slip? Set trip, gotta get him for his grip as I dip around the corner. Now I'm on another mission, wishing upon a star. Snoop Doggy Dog with the caviar. In the back of the limo, no demo, this is the real. Breaking niggas down like he found a Holyfield. Chill to the next episode. I make money and I really don't love hoes. Tell you the truth, I swoop in the coop. I used to sell loot, I used to shoot hoop, but now I make hits every single day with that nigga, the Diggy Dr. Dre. So lay back in the cut, motherfucker, before you get shot. It's 187 on a motherfucking cop. Boy, it's getting hot. Yes, indeed it is. Snoop Dogg is on the mic. I'm about as crazy as biz. Marquis, Spark B, Chronic Bud real quick. And let me get into some fly gangster shit. Yeah, I lay back, stay back in the cut. Niggas try to play the D.O.G. like a mutt. I got a little message, don't try to see Snoop. I'm finna fuck a bitch, what's her name? It's Luke. You try to see me on the TV. Use a BG, D-O-double G. Yes, I'm a OG. You can't see my homie Dr. Dre. So what the fuck a nigga like you gotta say? Gotta take a trip to the MIA and serve your ass with the motherfucking AK. You can't see the Deagle double G, cause that be me. I'm serving, I'm swerving in the coupe, the Lexus, flexes from Long Beach to Texas. Sexist hoes, they wanna get with this, cause Snoop Dogg is the shit, biatch. Some with brain boggles, so I'll look to the microphone and slowly start to wobble. Grab it, have it, stick it to the plug. Get Snoop Doggy, I got a fat dub. Sack of the chronic in my back pocket low. Need myself a lighter so I can't take a smoke. I toke every day, I loke every day with the P-O-U-N-D and my nigga Dr. Dre. Lay back in the cut like I told your ass. Give me the microphone and let me hit you with a blast. I got a little cousin by the name of Daz. And bitches who fuck him, give me the ass, cause they know about the shit that we be going through. And they know about the shit that I be putting up. And they be knowing about the shit I do when I'm on a mic. Cause Snoop Dogg is Trump tight like a virgin. The surgeon is Dr. Drizzy. So Lizzy and Flizzy with D-O double jizzy. The fly human being, seeing no, I'm not European, being all I can. When I put the motherfucking mic in my hand and you don't understand what I'm kicking, cause Snoop is on the mic and I get so wicked. Follow me, listen to me, cause I do you like you wanna be done. Snoop Doggy Dog on the street, 2-1, dumb, dee dee dum, here I come with the gat and the guitar was strum. Not that lunatic nigga who you thought I was. When I caught you slipping, I'ma catch you, then I'll pull your cap. Snap back, relax. You better not be slipping with them D's on that 83 Cadillac. So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, while your motherfuckers bounce to this.
Il risultato è che a meno di un anno dagli eventi Doggy Style incassa 40 milioni di dollari e Snoop ormai è una star, fermamente convinto della sua innocenza e di quella del suo bodyguard, che è l'effettivo fautore dei colpi. Nel 1994 il rapper pubblica anche un cortometraggio dedicato all'episodio, intitolato Murder Was the Case, la cui colonna sonora debutta al primo posto della Billboard 200 con più di 300.000 vendite in una settimana. Il destino della famiglia Walder-Marian è drasticamente diverso. Privi di un colpevole cui imputare la morte di Philip, arrivano perfino a ricevere minacce di morte da parte di alcuni fan esaltati di Snoop. Cercano giustizia combattendo in tribunale per anni, ma nel 1996 tutti gli imputati vengono assolti. Apparentemente la guardia del corpo di Snoop avrebbe sparato per autodifesa dal momento che Walder-Marian avrebbe estratto l'arma per primo. Inoltre la difesa descrive la vittima come un pericoloso gangster, nonostante però per i registri scolastici dell'epoca fosse un fragile giovane diabetico che aveva perfino abbandonato la scuola a causa della sua malattia.
Yeah. Gotta say what's up to my nigga Slick Rick. For those who don't like it, eat a dick. But for those who with me, sing that shit. Has it go a little something like this? Lordy dawdy, we likes to party. We don't cause trouble, we don't bother nobody. We're just some niggas who on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. For all my dogs, keeping y'all in health. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy conditioning, which we create, cause that's our mission. So listen close to what we say, because this type of shit happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretch up, a moaning, yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. I threw some soap on my face and put my hands up on a cup and said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the top dog of them all? There was a rubble double. 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
you are, you conceited bastard.
Well, that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So I slipped off my khakis and my gold leaf. Use oil of LA cause my skin gets pale. And then I got the file for my fingernails. I'm true to the style on my behalf. I put the bubbles in the tub so I can take a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new doggy underwear. For all the bitches I might take home, I got the Johnson Baby Powder and Cool Water Cologne. Now I'm fresh, dressed like a million bucks. Threw on my white socks with my all blue chucks. Stepped out the house, stopped short, oh no. I went back in, I forgot my endo. Then I dilly, I ran through a, I bumped into this smoker named from the, this was a girl playing hard to get, so I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset, she said,
it's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue. You went away, now my life is filled with rainy days. I love you so, how much you'll never know. Cause you took your dope away from me.
Damn, now what was I to do? She's crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. And here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother steps and says to me,
hi.
Dex Alley in the face and punched her in the
eye.
Punched her in the belly and stepped on her feet. slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong, I said, what was going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, just leave her. She said, if I can't smoke none, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my socks, so I broke the hell out and I grabbed my sack of rocks. But they gave chase, they caught up quick. They started crying on my shoes and grabbing my dick and saying,
why don't you give me a play so we can break it down the Long Beach way?
And on and on and on she kept going. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up, so I gave her a hit. I said, you can't have me, I'm too young for you, bitch. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She says, stop lying. I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkled pussy, I can't be your lover. Yeah. Tick-tock, you don't stop. And to the tick-tock, you don't quit. Yeah, tick-tock and you don't stop. Until the tick-tock and you don't quit, bitch.
La famiglia era arrivata negli Stati Uniti per fuggire la guerra civile etiope e probabilmente non avrebbe mai immaginato di dover combattere in tribunale contro persone del calibro di Snoop Dogg e dei suoi avvocati David Kenner e Johnny Cochrane. Quest'ultimo all'epoca aveva già acquisito notorietà per essere stato il principale difensore di un certo O.J. Simpson, uno dei casi molto discussi dell'epoca. Delusi dal verdetto che assolse tutti gli imputati, Walder e Marian decidono di fare causa per wrongful death, una sorta di omicidio colposo di sola responsabilità civile, richiedendo un risarcimento di oltre 25 milioni di dollari. A questo punto le due parti si accordano fuori dal tribunale e la famiglia Walder e Marian scompare dalla scena pubblica. 20 anni dopo, per celebrare 2 decenni dall'uscita di Doggy Style, Rolling Stone decide di dedicare un'intervista a Suge Knight, l'inquietante manager e cofondatore della Death Row Records. Domandatogli che cosa ricordasse maggiormente riguardo la fase di creazione di Doggy Style, Knight fa subito riferimento al caso Walder Marian. Dovevamo assicurarci che Snoop non andasse in prigione per finire di realizzare l'album. Avevamo fatto soltanto una canzone e poi c'è stato il caso di omicidio, il processo. Quando ci siamo preparati per iniziare il processo sono stati pagati 5 milioni di dollari a un team legale e all'epoca Snoop non vendeva neanche un disco. Jimmy Iovine, manager dell'Interscope, disse che non avrebbe partecipato al tentativo di aiutarlo a tenerlo fuori di prigione perché non pensavano di essere in grado di farlo, per il semplice fatto che si trattava di un caso di omicidio. Se si fosse dichiarato colpevole sarebbe morto in prigione, sarebbe stato lì per il resto della sua vita.
Hey, JC. What's up, Aaron?
Is that Snoop Dogg over there?
What's that nigga with that blue collar on?
Hell yeah, man.
Roll
up on the side of him, man.
Roll your window down.
Man, hand me my motherfucking Glock, man. Give me another clip. Smoke this food.
Yeah, roll the window down.
Okay, there you go. Hey, man, you Snoop Dogg?
Snoop?
Huh?
Snoop Dogg,
you
know?
You Snoop Dogg, fuck that nigga, man. Man, get up, man. Get up, man. Get up, man. He trying to run, man. Get up on that phone, man. What's up,
nigga?
Yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
Up, nigga?
Yeah, nigga. He's a dead motherfucker now.
As I look up at the sky, my mind starts tripping, a tear drops my eye. My body temperature falls. I'm shaking and they breaking, trying to save the dough. Pumping on my chest and I'm screaming. I stop breathing, damn, I see demons. Dear God, I wonder can you save me? I can't die, my boo-boo's about to have my baby. I think it's too late for praying. Hold up, her voice spoke to me and it slowly started saying,
bring your lifestyle to me, I'll make it better.
How long will I live?
Eternal life and forever.
Who will I be, the G that I was?
I'll make your life better than you can imagine or even dream of. So relax your soul, let me take control. Close your eyes, my son.
My eyes are closed. I'm fresh up off my coma. I got my mama and my daddy and my homies in my corner. It's gonna take a miracle, they say, for me to walk again and talk again. But anyway, I get fronted some keys to get back on my feet. And everything that nigga said came to reality.
living like a baller low. Having money and blowing hella chronic smoke. I bought my mama a Benz and bought my boo boo a Jag. And now I'm rolling in a 9 Trizay L Dog Brand.
Just remember who changed your mind. Cause when you start set tripping, that ass is mine.
Indeed, agree, proceed to smoke weed. Never have a want, never have a need. They say I'm greedy, but I still want more. Cause my eyes wanna journey some more. Really though,
check it out.
Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
No more endo, gin and juice. I'm on my way to Chino, rolling on the Grey Goose. Shackled from head to toe, 25 with a Izzel with nowhere to gizzo. I know them niggas from the other side recognize my face, cause it's the OG Eagle double GLBC. Mad dogging nigga, cause I don't care. Red jumpsuit with two braids in my hair. Nigga, stare as I enter the center. They send me to a level 3 yard, that's where I stay. Late night I hear toothbrushes scraping on the floor. Niggas getting they shanks, just in case the war pops off. Cause you can't tell what's next. My little homie baby boo took a pencil in his neck. And he probably won't make it to C-22. I put that on my mama, I'ma ride for you baby boo.
Durante la composizione di Doggy Style, Snoop Dogg è stato accusato di aver inventato nei testi di aver legame con le gang di Los Angeles per apparire più gangsta fondamentalmente. La ragione di questi sospetti potrebbe risiedere nel suo ingaggio sotto la Death Row insieme a Dr. Dre. Visto il discutibile credito di strada del dottore, potrebbe averne beneficiato anche lo stesso Snoop. Però le accuse sono giunte proprio da Eazy-E, leader degli NWA, ex socio di Dr. Dre, fondatore della Ruthless Records, etichetta con cui la Death Row aveva aperto una faida più o meno da quando era nata. I dubbi sulla natura street di Snoop sono poi stati definitivamente chiariti dal suo stesso passato. Membro dei Rolling Twenties da adolescente, era anche amico intimo di niente poco di meno di Stanley Williams, a.k.a. Tookie, il cofondatore dei Crips, con il quale tra l'altro aveva parlato al telefono poco prima della sua esecuzione, avvenuta nel 2005. Nei testi delle sue canzoni, in effetti, Snoop non fa segreto del suo passato da gangster, dei suoi numerosi viaggi nel blocco della Contea o del suo periodo da autentico lenone nei primi anni 2000. Il fatto è che, nonostante tutto ciò, rimanga un amatissimo personaggio pubblico e la testimonianza di quanto sia stato davvero adorabile, e lo sia tuttora, quest'uomo.
It's time to escape, but I don't know where the fuck I'm headed. Up or down, right or left, life or death. I see myself in the midst of smoke. Death becomes any nigga that takes me for a joke. We hit a $5 stick, now we putting in work. Unaccountable amounts of dirt. Death becomes all niggas, anybody killer. You know what the deal is, nigga, you know what the real is.
I see
is.
Some off-brand niggas on the corner flagging me down, saying your dad, what's up with the pap? Is that nigga Snoop alright? Hey yo, what's up at the crib? Is them niggas in jail or is the niggas through? I said if you ain't up on things, Snoop Dogg is the name, dog pound the gang. It's like this, they don't understand. It's an everyday thing to gangbang. Make that switch, don't be a bitch, let these niggas know. What's up with you, I represent the pound of death row. And can't no other motherfucker in LA alone beat your Compton and watch TDOGs. Nah, you can't come and you can't run and you can't see long to the G's of the gang. One gun is all that we need to put you to rest. Put two slugs dead in your chest. Now you dead, then the motherfucker creeping and sleeping 6 feet deep and fucking with the pound.
It's suicide.
Becomes black and the sky becomes blue. Now you in the midst of the dog pound crew. Ain't no clue on why the fuck we do what we do. Leave you in a state of paranoia. Ooh, don't make a move for your gat so soon. Cause I drops bombs like platoon. Walk with me, hold my hand and let me lead you. I take you on a journey and I promise I won't leave you. Until you get the full comprehension. And when you do, that's when the mission or survival becomes your every thought. Keep your eyes open, cause you don't wanna be caught. Half stepping with your weapon on safety. Now break yourself, motherfucker, for you make me take this 211 to another level. I come up with your wins, you go down with the devil. Now roam through the depths of hell, where the rest of your bust ass homeboys dwell. Well,
suicide is a suicide. Suicide is a suicide. Suicide is a suicide.
Now tell me, what's my motherfucking name?
Serial.
Deep like the mines of Minolta. Now picture this. Let's picnic inside a morgue. Not picnic baskets, picnic caskets. And I got the machine, I cracked the fucking chest plate open to release them guts. Then I release the cuts. Brutal, jagged edge, totally rat neck. Now everybody scream no respect to the ex. No respect given, disrespect, and you will not be living. Word to mama, Emma, drama, dilemma.
Suicide is a suicide. Suicide is a suicide. Suicide is a suicide.
Now tell me, what's my motherfucking name?
Serial killer. Serial killer. Serial killer.
Wake up in the morning, eat your lucky charm cereal.
Benché i Crips non abbiano mai esplicitamente contestato il legame con Snoop, non significa che tra il rapper e l'illustre organizzazione corra buon sangue. Intorno al 2015, un minaccioso signore che risponde al nome di Big Flossy ha iniziato a prendersela con Snoop sulle piattaforme social. Gangster di seconda generazione nei Rolling Twenties, Flossy ha accusato il rapper di non aver sufficientemente reso omaggio alla comunità di Long Beach, in particolare riguardo a una presunta promessa di fondi per un centro giovanile che non è mai stato realizzato. Nello stesso periodo circolavano voci sul fatto che la sua hood card fosse stata ritirata, cioè che fosse stato cacciato dal quartiere per ordine dello stesso gruppo cui apparteneva da ragazzo. Alla fine Snoop si è affidato a YouTube per negare tutto quanto con rabbia, rimarcando tutto quello che aveva fatto fino ad ora per aiutare i giovani a stare alla larga dal crimine e autoproclamandosi re di Long Beach.
Of the sea, back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dog, funky, yes, the dot went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, follow me, follow me, follow me, but don't lose your grip. Nine trizz ain't the year's there for me to fuck up shit. So I ain't holding nuts back, and motherfucker, I got five on the 20 sack. It's like that, and as a matter of fact,
cause I never hesitate to put a nigga on his back.
Yeah, so keep out the manuscript. You see that it's a must, we drop gangsta.
What's my motherfucking
shit
name? It's the bow to the wild, creeping and crawling, Yiggy, yes, yo, and Snoop Doggy Dog in the motherfucking house like every day. Dropping shit with my nigga, Mr. Dr. Dre. Like I said, niggas can't fuck with this. And niggas can't fuck with that shit that I drop, cause you know it don't stop. Mr. 187 on the motherfucking top. Tick tock, now with a Glock, just some nuts in the cock. Robbing motherfuckers, then I kill them blood cops. And I step through the fog and I creep through the small, cause I'm Snoop Doggy, Doggy, Doggy,
oh.
Your hands in the motherfucking air and wave the motherfuckers like you just don't care. Yeah, roll up the dank and pour the drink and watch it stink.
Why?
Cause doggies on the gang. My bank rolls on swole. My shit's on hit legit. Now I'm on parole. Stroke with the dog pound right behind me. And up in your bitch is where you might find me. Laying that, playing that G-bang. She want the nigga with the biggest nuts. And guess what? Is I and I am him, slim with the tilted brim. What's my motherfucking name?
Lo stile vocale di Snoop è ciò che davvero lo distingue dal resto della scena, dove molti rapper urlano, lui parla piano. Paragonando come viene trattato il tema dell'omicidio di un agente di polizia da Snoop in Deep Cover e da Ice-T in Cop Killer, ad esempio, si nota che è grazie ad alcune sottigliezze che il pezzo di Snoop non ha destato tutto lo scalpore che invece ha destato quello del suo collega. Nonostante affrontino entrambi il medesimo delicatissimo argomento, cioè l'omicidio di un poliziotto. Nel ritornello Snoop canta "Cause it's 187 on an undercover cop". Ma per capire a cosa si stia alludendo, bisogna sapere che 187 è il codice della polizia di Los Angeles per riferirsi ad un omicidio. In quella canzone, che poi è anche la colonna sonora dell'omonimo film uscito nel 1992, Snoop descrive il suo incontro con gli agenti di polizia sotto copertura che cercano di convincerlo ad infamare, cioè a fare la spia su un amico in cambio di qualche decina di migliaia di dollari. Il drammatico epilogo è narrato da Snoop in prima persona in una strofa superba che pare installarsi su uno scenario preso direttamente da Miami Vice, la cui evocativa, audacia lirica si traduce e cristallizza nella frase "è un 187 su di un poliziotto sotto copertura".
Well, it's that slow flow, D-O-double-G, nigga. See these other fools, but you can't see me, nigga.
Who am I?
It's corrupt, motherfucker.
Do or die.
Love your role, I'm in control like Janet. The locust 21-year-old nigga that's on this planet. Take it for granted if you wanna, cause I'm gonna grab my strap and clear the corner. Biatch.
Now on a 1, 2, 3, who could it be? Coming with a group of gangster shit for 93, so 94's arrived, nigga, back on up. Been letting me or my dog corrupt, fuck shit up. Now can't nobody see me here or there, wherever I bails, I put it down all around, cause ain't shit for sale. In the coupe with the beat, flossing off go deep, and my cousin Snoop packs well, you know what I mean. And it don't take much for the dog kind of bust a cap in your ass for getting us all fucked up. Now check it, it's a problem for niggas like those who supposed to be the shit for steady bitching like hoes. Yes y'all, of the dogs, yes y'all, yeah, yeah y'all, stay full of that gin and juice and have a ball.
I packs a strap like that, I kicks it like this. Now how many bitches must get dicked before they say a grit is the nigga from back in the day? Yeah, never ever thought I'd see him busting with Dr. Dre, cause I grips mics, I ripped mics in half. Hoes be coming to my flat so I can tap that ass. So on. Nigga, you best to hear the U-turn quick. So what's happening? I'm capping shit up like a western flick. The kingpin of the click, top knock, 17 shot Glock cock. So all niggas drop. Them under the mill fool get broke off for trying to serve the best. Corrupt error, peep the terror, cause it's a murder fest. I smoke chronic every day, so what have we? Another motherfucker getting served like some cabbie. Now who drops? I got the juice like two pucks. Rolling with two Glocks. Blind motherfuckers can't see corrupt. Hell raising like pinhead, beware, I'm tearing shit the fuck up. Slow your roll like your leg was broken. Who's joking? Rakim never joke, so why should I loke? Then that's my idol, check the vital rhyme flow though. Running them like Flojo, stranded on death row. Mediocre motherfuckers die cause I'm serving. And they can't fuck with or see me, I'm mass murdering. Yeah.
I'm wrong like new footage.
I'm rugged like a BF Goodrich.
Bring your whole set and get your hood lynched.
Peep the murderous styles and the poetical techniques.
So am I.
That's 175 pounds of beat, beating your ass.
gonna do?
Throw your guns in the motherfucking air. We don't care.
Niggas don't give a fuck, nigga.
About nothing at all. Just my dogs and clocking the brick,
niggas bitch. Don't give a fuck, nigga.
That's why I can kick it so tough, cause when times get rough, my
niggas don't give a fuck, nigga.
The click that I'm with don't give a shit. You know why?
Real niggas don't give a fuck.
No.
Toni Morbidi fanno di Snoop un discendente vocale dai cantanti Soul, Al Green e Curtis Mayfield. La sua voce ha un tenore nasale, particolarmente definito dal suo twang meridionale, ereditato dai genitori originari del Mississippi. Tutto ciò proietta su di lui un'aura lirica ed estremamente interessante. In un articolo del 1993 pubblicato sul New York Times, Snoop Dogg afferma, parlando del suo stile, «È come una conversazione elementare. Io non rappo. Semplicemente parlo. Non mi piace essere tutto pompato, rappare veloce, perché non sono io. Voglio essere in grado di rilassarmi e conversare con la mia gente. È una distinzione tra Steven Seagal e Clint Eastwood. Seagal non è rilassato. Eastwood sì.
You're back now at the Jack Off Hour. This is DJ Easy Dick. On the balls, right now, something new by Snoop Doggy Dogg. And this one goes out to the ladies from all the guys. A big bow wow wow. Cause we gon' make it a little misty here tonight. This is DJ Easy Dick on the station that slaps you across your fat ass with a fat dick.
When I met you last night, baby, before you opened up your gap, I had respect for your lady, but now I take it all back. Cause you gave me all your pussy, and you even licked my balls. Leave your number on the cabinet, and I promise, baby, I'll give you a call next time I'm feeling kinda horny. You can come on over and I'll break you off. And if you that day, baby, just lay back and open your mouth. Cause I have never met a girl that I love in the whole wide world.
Well, if corrupt gave a fuck about a bitch, I'd always be broke. I never have no motherfucking endo to smoke. I get smoked and loony. Bitch, you can't do me. Do we look like BBD? You hoochie groupie. I have no love for hoes. That's something that I learned in the pound. So how the fuck am I supposed to pay this hoe? Just the latest hoe. I know the pussy's minds. I'ma fuck a couple more times and then I'm through with it. There's nothing else to do with it. Pass it to the homie, now you hit it. Cause she ain't nothing but a bitch to me. And y'all know that bitches ain't shit to me. I gives a fuck. Why don't y'all pay attention? Approach her with a different proposition. I'm corrupt, ho. You'll never be my only one. Trick ass bitch.
It ain't no fun.
In the motherfucking house with a fat dick for your motherfucking mouth. Hoes recognize, niggas do too. Cause when bitches get scandalous and pull a voodoo, what you gon' do? You really don't know. So I'd advise you not to trust that hoe. Silly of me to fall in love with a bitch, knowing damn well I'm too caught up with my grip. Now as the sun rotates and my game grows bigger, how many bitches wanna fuck this nigga named Snoop Doggy? I'm all the above. I'm too swift on my toes to get caught up with you hoes. But see, it ain't no fun if my homies can't get a taste of it. Cause you know I don't love it. Woo!
Hey, now you know. Inhale, exhale with my flow. One for the money, two for
other bitches, three to get ready, and four to hit the switches in my Chevy. 6-4 red to be exact, with bitches on my side and bitches on my back. So back up, bitch, because I'm struggling. Just get on your knees and then start juggling these motherfucking nuts in your mouth. It's me, Warren G, the nigga with the clout.
Dog suona ancora più interessante quando gli si contrappone la musica inquietante e sinistra dei Tony Funky del suo produttore, Dr. Dre, un innovatore dell'hip hop tanto importante quanto era stato Quincy Jones per il jazz. A differenza della maggior parte dei produttori hip hop che creano brani campionando da fonti originali, Dre usa una vera e propria band, guidata da T. Green, un ex collaboratore di George Clinton e membro di lunga data della band funk The Dramatics.
We'd like to welcome y'all to the fabulous Carolina West. I own this motherfucker. My name is Tata. Y'all nigga know who I am. Y'all nigga tan up shit. But we got something old and something new for y'all tonight. Put your hand together for Snoop Doggy Dogg, the Dog Pound, and the Fabulous Dramatics.
It's like everywhere I look and everywhere I go, I'm hearing motherfuckers trying to steal my flow. But it ain't no thing, cause see my nigga Coolio put me up on the game when I step through the door.
You know, some of these niggas is so deceptive, using my styles like a contraceptive. I hope you get burnt, seems you haven't learned. It's the knick-knack paddywhack, I still got the biggest sack. So put your gun away, run away, cause I'm back. Why? Hit 'em up, get 'em up, split 'em up now. Tell me what's going on. It make me wanna holler cause my dollars come in ozones. Known for the break off, so take off your clothes and quit trying to spit at my motherfucking hoes. Speaking of hoes, I get to the point. You think you got the bomb cause I rode you a joint? You's a flea, and I'm the big dog. I scratch you off my balls with my motherfucking paws. Y'all's niggas better recognize and see where I'm coming from. It's still east side till I die. YXY, as the world keeps spinning to the D-O-double-G-Y.
It's so crazy, it's the world. It's so doggy dog.
Well, if you give me 10 bitches, then I'll fuck all 10. See my homie Snoop Dogg sipping juice and gin. Don't slip, I'm for the set trip to get paper. Styles vary, packing flavor like lifesavers. Ain't that something? Talk shit and I'm dumping. I had your whole fucking block bumping. Don't sweat, but check the technique. I'm unique like China. You never find a bomberama than this nigga behind you. So peekaboo, clear the way, I'm coming through. 1, 2. You can't see me, I'm a G like that, strapped with hit hard tactics. A fucking menace using hoes like tennis rackets. It's on again, it's on and popping. All I see is green, so there ain't no stopping. I wanna see some panties dropping. I'm coming from LA, she used to chill with Dre up in Compton.
All I ever could do is use that hoe, chill out my degrees and quickies and kick flow.
I'm dishing out blues, I'm upsetting like bad news. Cut off khakis, French braids and house shoes. Corrupts the name so all marks are catching slugs. And I smoke weed for the fuck of it. Rough and rugged shit. It's unexplanatory how I gets wicked, but it's mandatory that I kick it. Check it, I'm running hoes in 94. Now must approve it, hoes call me Sugar Ray. But the way I be sticking and moving, prepare for a woe with some. I'm headhunting, hit the button to light shit up like Red Dome. Peep the massacre from a verbal assassin. Murdering with rhymes, packing tech nines for some action. You really don't know, do you? You fucking with a hawk, you can't do me. I'm going out loony like Oak Dog.
The Dog Pound rocks the party
all night long,
till we
till the early.
It don't stop and it don't quit for up. The Dog Pound click to drop the cabbie dope shit.
Jiggity Taz out of the motherfucking cup once more. So grab a seat and grab your gin and juice and check out the flop. I flip flop and serve hoes with the fat dick. Till I die I'm still screaming that
bitches ain't shit.
Now I'm the Mac Daddy Hattie, not known about the city where I'm from. Dumb diddy dumb as your groove to the gangsta shit. The D-O-double-G, the P-O-U-N-D, the gangsta click.
Now as the Pound break it down with the gangsta funk, I can see and I can tell us what the fuck you want. So I legs up the chronic so I can get high. I promise I'll smoke chronic till the day that I die.
It's a dog, it's a dog, it's a dog.
Doggy dog world.
relax in chill collocano Snoop in linea con la tradizione afroamericana di far luce sul proprio orrore personale senza mai perdere la poesia. Della stessa vena emotiva da cui i bluesmen avevano trovato l'armonia per ridimensionare il loro dolore proviene la disinvoltura di Snoop, mentre sullo sfondo, e forse anche in primo piano, bande criminali si contendono il territorio e la polizia perde proiettili, sgommando con le sirene spiegate sui viali di Long Beach. Ascoltare Snoop è come essere nell'occhio del ciclone. È il posto più tranquillo in cui stare se sei in mezzo alla tempesta. Inoltre, la sua attenzione ai dettagli lo rende estremamente credibile, facendo sempre pensare all'ascoltatore. Accidenti, questo deve averlo visto davvero. Ad esempio, nella sua canzone preferita di The Chronic, il cui titolo è carico di oscenità, Bitches Ain't Shit, descrive il momento in cui, rilasciato dopo 6 mesi di prigione, viene informato dagli amici del tradimento della fidanzata. Così si precipita a casa prendendo una Glock e quando lo sorprende a letto con suo cugino pensa di spararle, ma alla fine non lo fa, ritenendo la sua morte un mero spreco di proiettili.
This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's.
Freeze, at ease. Now let me drop some more of them keys. It's 199 Trey, so let me just play. It's Snoop Dogg, I'm on the mic, I'm back with Dr. Dre. But this time I'ma hit your ass with a touch to leave motherfuckers in the days fucked up. So sit back, relax, new jacks get smacked. It's Snoop Doggy Dogg, I'm at the top of the stack. I don't lack for a second, and I'm still checking. The dopest motherfucker that you're hearing on the record is me, you see. S-N-O-O-P, D-O-double-G-Y, the D-O-double-G. I'm fly as a falcon, soaring through the sky. And I'm high till I desire, is I? So check it, I get busy, I make your head dizzy. I blow up your mouth like I was Dizzy Gillespie. I'm crazy, you can't faze me. I'm the S, oh yes, I'm fresh, I don't fuck with the stress. I'm all about the chronic, bionic, you see. Every single day chillin' with the D-O double G's. P-O-U and D, that's my clique, my crew. You fuck with us, we got to fuck you up. I thought you knew, but yet and still, you wanna get real, now it's time to peel. You say chill and feel the motherfucking realism. Snoop Doggy Dogg is on the mic, I'm hitting hard as steel, nigga.
This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's.
How many hoes in your motherfucking group wanna take a ride in my 7-8 coupe? DV, chill as I take you on a trip where them niggas ride and slide. You know about the east side. Niggas like myself here to show you where it's at. With my hoes on my side and my strap on my back. Papers I stack daily, and Death Row is still the label that pays. But you know how that go, we flow toe for toe. If you ain't on the road, fuck you and your hoe. Really though, so check it, it's Snoop Doggy Dogg on the solo tip, steel clocking, gripping. Don't really give a shit about nothing at all, just my dog stepping through the fog, and I'm still gon' fade them all with the gangster shit that keeps you hanging. How many hoes in 94 will I be banging? Every single one to get the job done. As I dip, skip, flip right back to 2-1. When the sun be shining and I be rhyming, it's me, Snoop Dogg double G, and I'm climbing.
This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's.
I come creeping through the fog with my sagging deuce, Eastside Long Beach in a 7-8 coupe EV. I'm rolling with the G-Funk, bumping in my shit, and it don't quit. So drop it on the one motherfucker, put together that shit. A nigga with a grip of that gangster shit, with the Eastside hoes on my motherfucking dick, and the Compton niggas all about the set trip. Swing it back, bring it back just like this. And if you with my shit, then blaze up another split. And keep the motherfucking blunt in your pocket low, cause Doggy Dogg is all about the zigzag smoke. See, it's a West Coast thing where I'm from. And if you want some, get some, bad enough, take some. But watch the gun by my side, because it represents me and the motherfucking East Side. So bow down to the bow wow, cause bow wow, yippee-yo, you can't see my flow. My shit is dope, original, now you know, and can't no hood fuck with Death Row.
This is for the G's and this is for the hustlers. This is for the hustlers, now back to the G's. This is for the G's said this is for the hustlers, this is for the hustlers, now back to the G's.
Snoop è stato coinvolto nel football giovanile per anni, prima come allenatore della squadra della scuola media di suo figlio, Cordell, e ora come proprietario di una squadra che abbraccia tutta la California. Alcuni dei suoi giocatori hanno avuto successo nella NFL e lo stesso Cordell sembrava pronto per diventare un'autentica celebrità del football, finché non ha interrotto bruscamente la carriera sportiva per diventare un regista. Dopo aver concluso le scuole superiori con risultati a dir poco eccezionali, il potenziale ricevitore a 4 stelle si è chiesto se avrebbe giocato per un paio di stagioni prima di appendere definitivamente la sua maglia della scuola di cinema. Ha spiegato di aver sempre visto il football come un semplice hobby e soprattutto come un modo per avvicinarsi a Big Snoop, e aveva preso la decisione di lasciare lo sport dopo aver sentito suo padre dire che lo amava come persona, ma non come atleta. Durante gli studi cinematografici, il giovane Dog ha fondato la sua società di produzione, giustamente denominata Film School Productions, che probabilmente dopo la laurea verrà rinominata Making Movies Now Production.
Let the motion of your body be the key, cause we be the motherfucking G-Funk family. Now I'll play the G in this deadly game. Snoop Dogg is the name, dog pounds the game. If it ain't one thing, it's a motherfucking other. Word to my granny and my daddy and my mother. Whether standing on the corner or bouncing in a six deuce, when I was locked up, I couldn't wait to get loose. Cause back in the days, on the side where it's at, a nigga had to have a fat stack, and I was a fool. Don't make me have to grab my strap and go rat-tat-tat-tat, nigga. Slap to a motherfucker face, he fall. Can't none of y'all niggas see the dog at all. Cause I'm one rude boy coming with the wickedness. So shut the fuck up and listen while I'm kicking it.
Blam, blam, blam to them ball. Listen to them shots from a nigga doggy dog.
The sun and spot the moon and see Snoop Doggy Dog step into the room with the G-Funk, E-Funk, G-Funk, We-Funk. Follow me, listen to the words that are nigga. I come down with the wickedness. One rude boy coming with the dopeness. Close your eyes, cause you can't see me. I quit school cause of recess, you fucking BG. I'm shaking up the party like Lordy Daughty. Is he the dopest? You better ask somebody. When, then, send some gin and a pack of zigzags. Now let the games begin. In 1993, I'm fucking up every nigga known in the industry. Check this out, it's the dog pound thing. You know who I am, you know my motherfucking name. Who am I?
The S-N-O-O-P.
Nickname,
Silky Smell,
last name,
D-O-double-J.
The behavior and the flavor that I found makes me wanna hit that ass up with the dog pound.
Blood, blam, blam to them ball. Listen to them shots from a nigga doggy dog.
Non solo musica e sport, però, nella vita del gangsta rapper duro e puro c'è stata una presenza femminile costante. Sua moglie Ashanti, incontratosi non per le strade di LA ma a scuola, alle superiori, Ashanti e Snoop, tra alti e bassi, sono rimasti insieme alla fine degli anni 80, fino ad oggi. attraversando completamente l'esplosione di fama di Snoop dei primi anni 90. In quel periodo Snoop aveva avuto un ripensamento, ma attribuisce al grande Tupac Shakur, suo amico, il consiglio di non interrompere la relazione. Già genitori di Cordae, nel 1997 decidono di sposarsi e dall'unione nascono altri due piccoli dogs, Cordell e Corey. Snoop non ha mai avuto figli da altre donne. Nel corso del tempo ci sono stati diversi momenti di crisi, culminati nella richiesta di divorzio avanzata da Snoop, ma mai formalizzata. Tuttavia, la coppia ha rinnovato i propri voti nel 2008 e da allora tutto è andato a gonfie vele. E se adesso pensi che siano una coppia adorabile, aspetta di vedere la foto del ballo della scuola che Snoop ha condiviso su Instagram in occasione del loro 19° anniversario, perché Snoop ha avuto questa adorabile cosa, bellissima, cazzuta, da moltissimo tempo. Quindi tutto è bene ciò che finisce bene, noi aspettiamo ancora la storia infinita di Snoop Doggy Dogg. Dalla California al mercato discografico mondiale, grazie per essere stati con noi, avete ascoltato Gold Record, io sono Rachno e ci risentiamo la prossima settimana, tutti i mercoledì e le domeniche alle 21 su Hot Block Radio. Gold Record.
Gold Record.
Record. Record.
Il programma dedicato all'ascolto dei dischi rap più belli di sempre.
Sempre. Sempre.
Wow.